As Jesus comes down the mountaintop, he comes across a boy that is convulsing and there's an evil spirit within him. As he experiences this boy, there are scribes and Pharisees arguing about this religious tradition and arguing about that religious tradition. And it's hard to tell which wisdom and which advice is correct. And as all of this is happening, the disciples are goofing things up and making mistakes. You know, it's an absolute mess. Confusion, chaos, difficulty. Jesus gets behind the flock and is in the middle of it all. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a lot more valley experiences than I do mountaintop experiences. I have a lot more experiences where I have days where there's confusion. Maybe you had one, maybe this Tuesday afternoon. The challenges that you faced were so big that it didn't seem like any solution was going to come your way. Or you had people giving you advice about one thing and then advice about another thing. It's just confusing who to follow, and you're sick and you're not able to get any better. And then a bill comes in the mail. Do you ever have days like that? Yeah. Those are not mountaintop transfiguration experiences. Sheep have days like this. Hurts, wounds, and injury. What we need is someone out in front, but also someone who can come be by us, can have conversation with us, can serve us. Boy, this world puts forward leaders that just bark and give direction, honestly. They don't serve. We need to change that. And the scriptures present a leader in Jesus that gets behind the flock and serves in the chaos of life. How far is Jesus willing to serve you in your life? All the way. All the way, even if it means his death. Father Maximilian Kolb was a Catholic priest during World War II. Kolb was imprisoned because he had housed Jews. He had kept safe sanctuary for the Jews, and the Nazis didn't like this, and they sent him to Auschwitz so that he could be ultimately terminated, this Catholic priest, Maximilian Kolb. In July 1941, Maximilian Kolb, one of his cellmates, escaped Auschwitz. And when that happened, the German commandant got over the PA system and said this: because someone has escaped, we're going to take the lives of 10 other people and we're going to take it out on you. And then over the PA system, the German commandant announced the 10 names that they were going to kill by starvation. Now, one of the names that they shared was a Polish young officer. And when he heard his name called, the story's told, he said this: what about my wife? What about my children? It was at that point, this priest, Maximilian Kolb, stepped forward and said, I will take his place. I'm old, he's young, he has children, he has a wife to take care of. And Kolb, the story is told, this is a true story, Kolb was sent into the blocks for 10 days of starvation. He survived those 10 days, and after 10 days, he was given an acid injection and he was killed. Maximilian Kolb. Now, when we hear a story like that, that's a true story, I think we all would say, what a tremendous story, you see, that someone would be willing to serve for such a quality reason for someone who has a wife and children to save their life, right? What Jesus is willing to do is far greater than that. He's willing to give his life and serve for people that are undeserving, for sinners like you and me. The book of Romans says that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died. That's how much of a servant heart Jesus had. So again, just to recap on Transfiguration Sunday, what's the picture that's being given to the church is of a leader unlike any other. No one's on the same level. Moses, Elijah, any other world philosopher way behind Jesus. He's out in front. But you see, we also have a picture of a Savior who's willing to slow down and be with his sheep. Only Jesus does this balance perfectly. Only Jesus gets out in front and then slows down and gets behind with his sheep at just the right time. But my friends, I bring this up today because this is the pattern that's desperately needed for Christians in our journey as followers of Jesus Christ. God wants you to lead, to be out in front. It's spoken this way in Matthew's gospel. You are the light of the world. You be a leader. You set the pace. You shine a light. You be the salt of the earth. You give the teachings. You give the truth. But then there's this. We need to be people that are willing to fall back and serve